We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 5th of June, 2010. I sometimes feel like I'm in a time warp because it just seems like yesterday that this year began, and now we're almost about half to the halfway point. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, a lot going on in our world. There's just no end to the crises. Crisis situations, crisis scenarios that are being played out and engineered for us on a daily basis. We have the Middle East erupting now this past week in a major way. We have Israel acting very, very aggressive, committing unbelievable atrocities against the people of the Gaza Strip. This has been going on for a long time. And they have demonstrated once again to the world their brutality. These people of Gaza have been cut off with supplies. They've been starved. They've been brutalized. And now this, you know, there's an incident going on right now with the Rachel Corrie. Israeli troops boarded the Rachel Corrie, which is one of the latest ships to go over there. Rachel Corrie, by the way, some of you might remember, was the activist who tried to get the Israeli bulldozers to quit running over and knocking down the homes that they were, you know, that the Israelis were bulldozing. They were bulldozing the Palestinians' homes. And she stood in front of the bulldozer trying to get them to quit. And the bulldozer driver just ran right over her. And she was an American. And she believed, erroneously so, that they wouldn't harm an American because it would cause an international incident. And they just ran right over her and crushed her skull. I mean, this happened, I remember, it was just a few years ago. And so that ship was named after Rachel Corrie. It's called the Rachel Corrie. Anyway, apparently they have aborted the ship, the Rachel Corrie. And but earlier this week, they fired on a flotilla of different relief ships that were coming to try to bring relief supplies to the people of the Gaza Strip. And, you know, if memory serves me correctly, ladies and gentlemen, it seems to me like under the Oslo Accords, the Gaza Strip was supposed to be returned or given back to the Palestinian people. Why is Israel continuing to occupy the Gaza Strip? I know a lot of people have been talking about this, and of course we have a situation going on right now with North Korea. We have pending war with Pakistan, supposedly. A lot going on in our Hegelian world. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I mentioned just a moment ago with regard to the situation in the Middle East. We have also a situation going on in between North and South Korea. That also developed this past week. Apparently the North it's being claimed anyway, has sunk a ship that the South had in disputed waters. And now we see from the ABC News, U.S. to join South Korea military in an exercise off the North Korea coast. They say Pentagon sending USS George Washington to waters where North sunk South Korean vessel. How do we know what to believe in this, ladies and gentlemen, as everything that we're being told today is lies, are lies? We're propagandized on all fronts today. And so everything that we see in the international news and the national news, the news media, the regular media outlets, regular media channels, we have to take with a grain of salt, don't we? But anyway, they say the U.S. aircraft carrier, USS George Washington, will participate in a joint naval exercise with South Korea next week in the Yellow Sea, the same waters west of the Korean Peninsula where the North Korea is accused of sinking a South Korean warship last March. Okay, I guess this happened a couple of months ago, and now they're developing with playing war games off the North Korean coast. They say a U.S. official said the carrier, which operates from the home port of Japan, in Japan, will be sent to the waters off South Korea within coming days to participate in joint exercises with the South Korean Navy. Slated to begin June 8th, the official said this exercise will be separate and distinct from an upcoming anti-submarine warfare exercise that Pentagon officials had said recently would be occurring, quote, in the near future. The upcoming exercise was first reported by South Korean's Yonhap News Agency. Another U.S. official says additional U.S. warships will be participating in the exercise, including a Japan-based Aegis destroyer and a Hawaii-based nuclear submarine. South Korea will also deploy a destroyer, a submarine, and F-15 fighter jets to participate in the exercise. Anyway, I'm going to leave that article there. So we got war games going off the coast of Korea. We have the Israeli mess going on with Palestine, the Gaza Strip, turmoil in the Middle East, which we've had forever, at least since 1948, when Israel became a country, when the UN put Israel there as a country. Israel is a very destabilizing force, and Israel is a United Nations operation. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, Hegelian situations are going on all around the world to bring about change. And now we see United States government fingering Pakistan for the recent so-called terrorist attack in New York City. No, we're not talking about 9/11. We're talking about the car bomb. From the Telegraph out of the UK, we see Times Square bomb plot. Pakistani Army major arrested. A Pakistani Army major who was until recently a serving officer has been arrested in connection with the failed Times Square bomb plot. They say Pakistani and U.S. sources say there is evidence that mobile phone calls were exchanged between Major Adnan Ijaz and the suspected would-be bomber, Faisal Shahzad, who was arrested on May 3rd as he attempted to fly out of New York. A Pakistani law enforcement sources said that the major had mobile phone contact with Shahzad on the day of the attempted bombing, including one conversation at the same time that the bomber was allegedly parking his car loaded with propane tanks and explosives. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the United States government has been involved with the Pakistani intelligence agency for many, many years. As we'll see in a moment, we're planning a war with Pakistan. At the same time, we're giving money to Pakistan. And this has been going on for many, many years. Keep in mind, during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, the CIA funneled money through the Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI, to build madrasas to teach the Mujahideen in Afghanistan the art of being good little terrorists. Okay? Much of the terrorism, if not all of the terrorism or most of the terrorism that's going on around the world right now, is directly attributable or indirectly attributable to our own CIA. And that's just the fact of the matter, ladies and gentlemen. That's documentable, as many have documented that. Anyway, I want to leave that article there. you know, Times Square bomb plot, Pakistani army major arrested. Here we see from Press TV, U.S. considering attack on Pakistan. This came out May 29th. The U.S. military is reportedly weighing all possible options to attack Pakistan in the event that it manages to link the country with a disastrous attack on the on U.S. soil. The U.S. military officials believe that at under such extreme circumstances, President Barack Obama would be convinced that the CIA drone attacks in Pakistan are not working, the Washington Post reported on Saturday. These drone attacks are deadly, and they're not deadly for evil people who are terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. The vast majority of the people killed by these drone attacks are just ordinary people. They're ordinary civilians. You see, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're the terrorists around the world. The United States government, those that are in control of the United States government, they're the terrorists. They're the ones that are orchestrating the acts of terrorism around the world. It's so disgusting to sit here and read all these news articles and how the people can be so dumbed down and idiotic when it comes to seeing what we see, those of us who are in the choir, those of us who study, those of us who are paying attention to what's going on in the world. Terrorism is a created crisis, as everything that we live is a created crisis today to bring about a predetermined outcome. Wars are planned far in advance. Triggering mechanisms are planned far in advance. And a war in Pakistan? Gee, wasn't that one of those PNAC countries that was named? They say... And what I'm talking about there is the Project for a New American Century report, Rebuilding America's Defenses. It's published in September of 2000, a full year before September 11th, which basically serves as the roadmap for the war on terror. They planned it all in advance. And most of you know that. We have new stations coming on board. We have new listeners coming on board. And everyone needs to be up to speed. Anyway, they say military officials in the U.S. have used the failed bomb attempt on New York's Times Square on May 1st to accuse Pakistan of harboring terrorists. And there you have it. Used the failed bomb attempt. The incident was also used to urge the Obama administration to review how it would respond to a successful attack on U.S. soil. Since August of 2008, drone strikes have killed nearly 1,000 people, mostly civilians in rural areas in Pakistan. The attacks have caused anti-American sentiment among the Pakistani people, and who can blame them, listeners? Okay? But anyway, we are in the process, our government is, of considering an attack on Pakistan. Here we see from the Daily Times, out of Pakistan, U.S. Senate passes $349 million in aid for Pakistan. Now, do we have a multiple personality disorder here, ladies and gentlemen, in our government? Or are we the ones that are funding the terrorists around the world? U.S. Senate passes $349 million in aid for Pakistan. U.S. Senate passed $349 million in economic and security aid for Pakistan as part of the $60 billion war supplemental bill to fund Afghan operations and some other projects requested by the Obama administration. It's just insane. But this is the point. This is the way it's always been. We fund those. We fund both sides of every war, both sides of every conflict, the United States government. And why are we even in Afghanistan today? As we'll cover in a moment, we're almost up to break time. I got an article here from The Sun. Out of Britain, U.S. chief takes over Brit troops. We have our own military chiefs commanding British troops in Afghanistan right now. Can you say United Nations operation, listeners? We'll cover that. We have information about the Gulf oil spill. We'll be talking a spill. Yeah, right. Gusher in the Gulf. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up in a moment. Stay with us.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. By the way, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and lots of information up on the website. You can check out the Smart Growth News section. Maybe we'll cover some of that information. Smart Growth is an implementation of Agenda 21. As our neighborhoods and cities are redesigned in accordance with the sustainability model, where you are located, where you live, will be affected, as many people are already being affected by the economic crisis, which has also been created for us. I just talked to somebody very close to me last night who lost her job quite some time ago as a result of the collapse of the housing market, and now her husband has been reduced majorly in his salary and has been transferred to another position as a result of the economic outsourcing that's taken place. And now she's, you know, they lived very, very comfortably in the past. And now they're seeing, they're faced with the possibility of, well, the likelihood, not just the possibility, but the likelihood of losing their home because they can't make the payments. And this... And I told her, you know, obviously she knows very well that she's not alone. There's a lot of people in this country that are in the same situation. I mentioned before the break the article out of the Sun out of the UK. U.S. chief takes over for Brit troops. I'm having trouble spitting the words out today. You have to pardon me. But U.S. chief takes over Brit troops. We have an international military going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, under State Department Publication 7277, which I've talked about often on the show. Every military, and that was 1961, as I recall, every military is to be reduced down to the level of just being able to quell internal unrest in a certain country. No military is to go it alone anymore. No military is supposed to be used along the internet for international actions, for their own interests internationally, for their own self-defense. If you need self-defense under 7277, ladies and gentlemen, you are to call upon the international body. The United Nations Security Council is the one that's in charge of world affairs and military affairs today. And so, really, this headline should read, UN chief takes over Brit troops. Because, ladies and gentlemen, with our State Department, we are the UN today. It's the United States that is in control of world affairs through the United Nations. U.S. and Britain, yes, Israel plays a major role. But we're all a part of the UN operation. The Sun out of the UK says, an American general took command of 8,000 British troops in southern Afghanistan today. Major General Richard Mills of the U.S. Marine Corps assumed control of NATO forces in Helmand province as part of the reorganization of military command structures. The bulk of Britain's 10,000 servicemen and women in Afghanistan are based in Helmand, a major center of the Taliban insurgency where nearly all of the 289 U.K. deaths in the conflict have occurred. British commanders said the move reflected recent changes in the NATO mission and would have minimal impact on troops. A military spokesman, Major General Gordon Messenger, told BBC Radio's 4 Today program, quote, to the guys on the ground, it will make very little difference at all. It's absolutely normal business. When you're working on a NATO operation, that officers of different nations will command you at one time or another. And this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We shouldn't have a NATO. Anyway, they say control of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force in southern Afghanistan has been split into two under the changes. Major General Mills would be in charge of troops in Helmand and Nimraz provinces under the new regional command southwest that will rotate between the UK and the US. So presumably the United States will be having its troops commanded by UK generals as well. I'm sure that's in the cards if it's not already happening. Moving along here. I want to talk about this Gulf oil disaster, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't call it a spill. This is not a spill. And the more I look at this situation, the more I can't help but believe that this is something they did on purpose. And I know it sounds insane to suggest such a thing. Why would British Petroleum or Beyond Petroleum or whatever it's called today, BP, why would they do something that would be essentially destroying their business model? But ladies and gentlemen, it's all about sustainable development, and BP is on board with that agenda. They're helping to promote that agenda, those who own BP. And as we'll see in a moment, there were a lot of financial transactions that took place, and we've talked about this on the show. More information has come out about these financial transactions with British Petroleum. One of the chiefs sold a lot of stock. BP dumped a lot of Goldman Sachs dumped a lot of stock. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Broadcast Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, and my email address is radio at GovernAmerica.com. I see that McDonald's has recalled 13.4 million Shrek drinking glasses. Why is the number always 13, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know how many times I see that number jump out of various news stories, but here it is again. 13.4 million Shrek drinking glasses, because they contained the toxic metal cadmium. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, these are made, were manufactured in communist China. Why are we doing business with communist China? As we build up their economy, once again, funding the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, as they prepare for war with the United States. Oh, but they're our strategic partner. We have to cooperate with them. In the meantime, we see from the LA Times, job growth weakens in May despite surge in census hiring. They say the unemployment rate fell to 9.7%. Isn't that amazing that we cover on the show? Almost 500,000 jobs a week gone in this country. New filers for unemployment claims. And yet, somehow, the unemployment percentage they keep giving us is right around 10%. It never changes. And we know, in reality, it's well above 20%, 21%, or 22%. And at the height of the Great Depression, it was 25%, listeners. So we're in a depression. But the media will never tell you we're in a depression because globalization is supposed to be so prosperous for us all. They say a burst of hiring of temporary census workers helped push down the unemployment rate in May, but the nation's private sector employers added a mere 41,000 new jobs last month, the Labor Department said Friday. The jobless rate edged down to 9.7% in May from 9.9% in April. But that was the first. That was primarily because the federal government, they say, added 411,000 jobs for the decade population count, the census. Those jobs were expected and will disappear quickly over the summer. Business payrolls increased by only 41,000 in May, a fraction of the 175,000 or so jobs that many analysts had projected. By comparison, in the meantime, how many of other people lost their employment during that time to wipe out those gains, ladies and gentlemen? They go on to talk of here. A month's data doesn't spell a trend, but the hiring slowdown in May is certain to raise questions about the strength of a job market, you think? And the broader economic recovery. The jobs report comes out on the heels of other data that suggests a slowing in consumer spending, a key engine for the economy. Well, consumers can't spend if consumers don't have jobs, ladies and gentlemen. You see, herein lies the rub. What we need in this country is a rescission of the North American Free Trade Agreement and various other trade agreements around the world. We need to give our finger, and I bet you can guess which one, to the World Trade Organization. And we need to get out of this insanity, these entanglements around the world. Ever since the United States has become entangled all around the world in various countries, we've lost and lost and lost and lost. The American people in this country have been robbed of so much. We have lost so much. We are facing becoming a third world country in the name of NAFTA. We have all these migrant workers coming into this country, and they are migrant workers. They're not illegal immigrants. They're migrant workers under human rights treaties and under economic treaties. Vicente Fox said it himself. He was on TV, and he said, my people coming to America are not illegal immigrants. They are migrant workers under international treaties. And he's absolutely right. We had Vicki Davis on the last few weeks. And on one of those programs, I read directly from the U.S. Embassy website where they said that it was our legal obligation not to enforce our borders, not to stop, quote, illegal immigration from coming to America. They actually admitted that. In fact, you can go up on the website right now, and the article, the actual statement, is still up there in the Daily Dialectic section, the news headlines. Point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this is an engineered situation, as they all are. And unemployment is an engineered situation. Everything today is going as planned. It's going as planned. Now we have the Bilderbergers meeting in Spain. June is going on through tomorrow, June 3rd through the 6th. Evidently they're mapping out the economic crisis in Europe. We've talked about that in the past as well, how that was a created scenario. Goldman Sachs was the financial advisor to Greece. Goldman Sachs enticed Greece to buy the toxic assets, which were put on the world market by Wall Street bankers in this country. They control the credit rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, Fitch. They downgraded Greece to distract from the declining dollar. And, you know, all of this is going on right now as a created scenario. Now we see the agenda for the Bilderbergers has been released. And I'll read down this list. Number one, will the euro survive? Number two, development in Europe, Europe's exit strategy on hold. Number three, do we have institutions to deal with the world economy? Number 4, Greece, lessons and forward-looking strategies. Number 5, NATO and Afghanistan, the practical agenda for the alliance. Number 6, Iran and Russia, economic and financial threats to the alliance. Number 7, the consequences of war against terrorism. Number 8, the influence of domestic issues on American foreign policy. Number 9, the outlook for Japan's economy. Number 10, the future of the U.S. dollar. Alternative scenarios. All of this is being planned right now, according to Daniel Estulin, who follows the Bilderbergers very closely and apparently, according to what we're told, has insiders that leaked this information. So this is what we're being told is the agenda. Who knows, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I mentioned a little earlier about Afghanistan. I want to come back to that for just a moment. There is a clip that I've been wanting to play on this show because I was talking about the fact that we have all these engineered scenarios. We have the U.S. commanding British troops in Afghanistan, which it's all a United Nations operation. And the terrorist attacks of the Twin Towers and Building 7, September 11th, 2001, was an orchestrated, engineered scenario. Most of you know that. Most of you have done your homework on that. Those that haven't, I highly encourage you, visit the website, click on 9/11, War on Terror, and read. And then follow that up with your own research. Read and understand how all of this has come together to bring about the situations that we have in Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon other countries as well. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Communist China was one of the countries mentioned in the Project for a New American Century report for regime change. And we're doing all this business building up their economy right now so that they can attack us, so that they can build weaponry against us. So I want to play this clip here. This is from Fox News. I think it was about a month ago. Unfortunately, I'm just now getting to it. But it's very relevant. This is Geraldo Rivera on the ground interviewing troops there, because we've talked about how the agenda has never been to eliminate the drugs that were coming from there. The poppies that are being grown. Prior to September 11th, we covered this on the program in the past. The United States government was giving money to the Taliban. We gave a huge cash infusion to the Taliban, and then we went to war with the Taliban, and supposedly. Now it's come out recently that we're busy finding them jobs, because if we find them jobs, if we build them up, hey, maybe they'll leave the army and quit making improvised explosive devices and blowing up our troops. Anyway, this is Geraldo Rivera on the ground talking to the troops and about how frustrating it must be for them that they essentially have to sit by and not bother to destroy the poppies that are being grown there. Our troops are over there basically guarding the poppies that are being grown in Afghanistan. Listen to this. This is Fox News.
Friends, Dave Briggs, he's Clayton Morris, he's Allison Camerata. We're going to head to Afghanistan this morning. One of the biggest obstacles in front of the U.S. troops there in Afghanistan is the opium trade. The Taliban is using it to intimidate the population.
Yes. Joining us from Helmand Province is Geraldo Rivera. Good morning to you, Geraldo. Tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines.
really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, you know, we were at the market, and everywhere we go, they're selling these little devices. Take a shot at this, Greg. They're hand-carved. These are the little devices they use to scrape the opium sap off the plant. And I watched as you bought everyone that was for sale because you care so deeply. Why did you do that?
I want them off the street. The idea is that we don't want to harvest the poppy. We want to, you know, hopefully turn the poppy over and put some wheat, cotton, watermelon, cucumber. It's all great stuff they grow out here. We just want to see that that come to fruition and the poppy just to go away.
How do you separate the good guys from the bad guys? You know, I watched that checkpoint you had. The cars are out on the road. That's the good news. The bazaars are coming back to life. That's the good news. But I don't know, how in the world do you tell a Taliban from a guy who just lives in the neighborhood?
You don't. They do. And I'll tell you, the majority of those people are good people. The ones that are bad are really bad, and they've convinced some of the good people to be bad. Bottom line is most of them are on the fence, and it's just a matter of showing them the good, showing them the fact that the Jarrell government is here, it's going to make a difference, that we're here to help them with that security and those resources, but they're the ones that are going to make the difference. There are a few bad people, the majority of them are good.
But I really, I fault the politicians for putting the Marines in this position, you know, where we can't eradicate these crops for security reasons, and these guys, after winning the war, in a sense, now have to fight this fight. But next year, hopefully it'll be better. I just want to quickly pan around, see some of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Grade, there's a NASA Gunnery Sergeant Ben Tuff, right in left of hand. Next to him is Captain Black. He had a visit. Quick, who visited here a couple of weeks ago?
Chris Dawson, a couple of weeks ago.
And did Bricks like him? I mean, do you guys like him?
Yeah, because he came out, saw the guys, but not the mobs and gates.
So we had a visit from Prince Charles, and the Marines are doing the good thing. Dave, Clayton, and Allison, back to you guys in New York. Thank you so much,
Geraldo. Thanks so much. I mean, he just explains it better than we can ever read in any paper what a dilemma it is with the opium trade.
And they make so much money off the opium per yard there. They make so much money compared to those other crops. So it sounds great in theory, and Geraldo says this predicament that these politicians have put these guys in to have to tell them, hey, make a lot less money than the heroin you could be making with the poppy.
And they can't destroy it.
Right.
What a difficult position.
All right, let me talk.
Okay, all right, that's enough of that nonsense. Let me offer a little clarity to you idiots at Fox News. Let me give you a little clarity here. We have no business in Afghanistan. Why are we there, ladies and gentlemen? You know, it seems to me like I remember the certain commander-in-chief occupying the White House right now, running on a campaign promise that, hey, if you elect me, I'll bring the troops home. You can take that to the bank. Now, which bank are we talking about here? Goldman Sachs? Obama? Which failed bank are we discussing here? Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is a bunch of nonsense. And for the it's laughable for them to sit there, shame, you know, what a terrible predicament to be in. What a terrible, let's get out then. Let's not be in the position anymore. Afghanistan needs an economy, and we're gonna allow them to continue. But see, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want the drug trade destroyed because our own Central Intelligence Agency and the people in power are profiting from it. Even as they're profiting from the spoils of war, the military-industrial complex. This is why they keep these conflicts going all the time and why they constantly create new ones. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I want to revisit this because it's relevant here. And this is an article that we've covered in the past from Reuters. Actually, it was a Global Post carried by the Reuters News Service website. Who is funding the Afghan Taliban? You don't want to know. They say it is the open secret no one wants to talk about, the unwelcome truth that most prefer to hide. In Afghanistan, one of the richest sources of Taliban funding is the foreign assistance coming into the country. Virtually every major project includes a healthy cut for the insurgents. Call it protection money, call it extortion, or as the Taliban themselves prefer to term it, spoils of war. The fact remains that international donors, primarily the United States, are to a large extent financing their own enemy. Everyone knows this is going on, said one U.S. embassy official speaking privately. It is almost impossible to determine how much the insurgents are spending, making it difficult to pinpoint the sources of the funds. Point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is another boondoggle. We need to be out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq, bring the troops home. But this isn't going to happen as long as we are the United Nations. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on, we see from Wired, speaking of Afghanistan, Army plans $100 million in special ops headquarters in Afghanistan. They say the Army is looking to spend as much as $100 million to expand its special operations headquarters in northern Afghanistan. All around Afghanistan, from Kandahar Airfield to the Bagram Jail, the U.S. military is on a building spree. spending hundreds of millions of dollars in wartime encampments. By one count, America and its allies now have 700 bases in Afghanistan. But most of the corruption, most of the construction, and most of the extra troops surging into the country are going to the violent South and the dangerous East. Until recently, northern Afghanistan was considered quiet. Regional hub Mazar-e-Sharif was one of the first major city in Afghanistan to be taken from the Taliban. But especially in nearby Kunduz province, violence is bubbling up once again. The army expects its expanded special operations and headquarters in Mazar-e-Sharif to occupy 70,000 square meters. It'll include a communications building, tactical operations center, training facility, medical aid station, vehicle maintenance facility, dining facility, laundry facility, and a kennel to support working dogs, according to a request for proposals. Supporting facilities include roads, power production system, and electrical distribution, water well, non-potable water production, water storage, water distribution, sanitary sewer collection system, communication manhole duct system, curbs, walkways, drainage, and parking. And additionally, the project will include site preparation and compound security measures to include guard towers. Construction is supposed to take a year, at which point the U.S. is allegedly supposed to begin drawing down its forces in Afghanistan, and they repeat the word allegedly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're never going to leave Afghanistan, because as long as you have a military-industrial complex which is profiting those that make the policy decisions about these wars, as long as you have people that are making these decisions profiting from the decisions, because they're tied with the companies that get the no-bid contracts to send your sons and daughters to fight and die over stupid, idiotic nonsense, then you're never going to have an end to the wars. And I sound like a broken record. I repeat this all the time, but we have new listeners, and I want to make sure you folks understand as well. The wars that are being fought today are not being fought for American principles and interests. I don't even know if the American people even understand what American principles and interests even mean today. What are American principles and interests? Isn't it supposed to be something we call freedom, liberty, self-determination, individualism? Why is all that stuff being gutted today? Why, in the name of the war on terror, are we getting our rights taken away from us? Our government continues to spy on us. They're putting up scanners at the airports to see us naked in front of everyone. They're listening in on your phone conversations. They're intercepting your faxes and your emails. At the same time, you've got situations going on, and I haven't even talked about the Gulf situation yet. Our environment's being poisoned on purpose, so that they can put regulations in place to control the environment, to control your use of minerals in the ocean. All this ties in also to the Law of the Sea Treaty. We'll get into that a little bit also as the program progresses, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin. I hope you'll stay with us.